Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
The chip that keeps on giving. I'm David Brancaccio. We're leading with one of the largest foreign investments in the U.S. ever. A Taiwanese microchip maker has pledged to spend $40 billion building factories in Arizona. President Biden is headed there today. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, the company is Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, TSMC. It's already building a chip plant in Arizona. That's where President Biden will be visiting today. Now TSMC plans to more than triple its investment in Arizona to $40 billion and to build a second plant. Joining President Biden during his visit today will be Apple CEO Tim Cook, as well as CEOs of other chip makers. And according to a Bloomberg report, those companies have actually been urging TSMC to make more advanced chips at its Arizona facility when it starts operating. And right now that's scheduled to be in 2024. And certainly diversifying supply chains, David, for chips is a key goal here after we saw the vulnerabilities in the system during the pandemic.
And this is also very much about staying ahead of, for instance, China.
Indeed. Just this past October, the Biden administration announced new export controls. If you remember that, preventing the sale of advanced chips to China, as well as chip making equipment. And China had been relying on those sales until it can itself catch up in making these very advanced chips. These are chips that can be used in artificial intelligence, advanced missile systems. So that's part of the backdrop here. Plus, the president is going to take a victory lap, touting the CHIPS Act that was enacted over the summer, which provides $52 billion in investments for chip making in the U.S.
Nova, thank you. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been pouring into today's runoff election in Georgia, which will determine how big a voting bloc Democrats have in the Senate. The money is from both political parties and outside so-called dark money groups. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that.
The Georgia Senate showdown between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, a Democrat, and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker is now the most expensive race of the 2022 midterm election, according to Open Secrets, a nonprofit that tracks political spending.
As of right now, we've seen more than $425 million going to total spending.
Anna Masolia is the editorial and investigations manager at Open Secrets. She says much of that money comes from super PACs. They can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money. Masolia says they have to disclose their donors, but sometimes those super PACs also get contributions from so-called dark money groups, and they can keep the source of their money a secret. Shh.
We're seeing a lot of gray money spending where some of the donors are disclosed or there are layers of opacity.
Masolia says right now, Warnock is winning the money race, raising more than twice as much cash as Walker. Charles Bullock is a political science professor at the University of Georgia. He says incumbent senators like Warnock have a built-in advantage.
Because they've established relationships with potential contributors during the course of their work in the Senate, and then contributors know that incumbents usually win.
Both candidates in the runoff are spending lots of money getting out the vote. Andra Gillespie, a political scientist at Emory University, says that's expensive, even if the people knocking on doors are volunteers.
You have to give them the materials. You have to outfit them with T-shirts. You have to pay to feed them.
Gillespie is seeing the stepped-up get-out-the-vote efforts firsthand. She lives and votes in Atlanta. She got a handful of text messages reminding her to vote before the general election. Now she says both sides are bombarding her. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Markets. The Dow fell 482 points yesterday. That's 1.4%, in part due to that pesky, resilient economy staying quite strong, suggesting interest rates will stay higher longer. This morning, Dow and S&P futures are little changed. Hertz will pay a combined $168 million to settle with more than 350 rental customers wrongly accused of stealing cars and trucks after the company's systems got confused. Some Hertz customers were later pulled over, and at least one got wrongly busted. Hertz had initially tried to shield itself using its bankruptcy filing. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to the dark art of using food in the service of public relations. Looking for attention, the people behind Hellmann's are suggesting we use mayonnaise instead of eggs in our eggnog this year. Mayo, eggnog. Marketplace's Andy Euler looked into the wider strategy at work here.
Mayonnaise eggnog is certainly not the first, shall we say, unconventional marketing ploy from a food brand. Keith Nunes is editor of Food Business News and has a list of his favorites.
The Oscar Mayer cold dog, which is a hot dog flavored popsicle. The Cheetos Flamin' Hot Ice Cream, Kraft Mac and Cheese Ice Cream, Turkey and Gravy Soda.
That last one, a Thanksgiving special, comes from Jones Soda, a relatively small beverage company. And although it probably turns some customers off, David Fetter at BNP Media's Prepared Foods Network says the opposite was also true.
It turned out to be an unexpected seasonal hit, plus put Jones Soda on the map.
He says with all these unconventional flavors and confections, ultimately it's about being part of the conversation that consumers are having.
But at the same time, it's a significant gamble.
Danny Jensen is managing editor for Cheapism.com, which maintains a running list of wacky food promotions.
You know, it can backfire and sort of come off as like either just done for the sake of publicity or just kind of sour the perception of the brand.
But it also gives salespeople something new to say about an established product, says Ed McLaughlin at Cornell University.
You know, imagine the dilemma of these food manufacturers who have to show up every month or every quarter, and they say to the supermarket buyer, well, we have nothing going on new this quarter. I just hope you buy more of our products.
He says beyond selling more mayonnaise, marketing stunts like this are really about creating a bit of buzz, you know, with stories like this one in Austin. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Yeah. Okay, so eggnog. If you've been to a New York-style deli, you may have seen egg cream on the beverage list. My quiz question to you is, how many eggs do you put in an egg cream? The answer is not mayo, but yes, it's a trick question. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, here from APM, American Public Media.